Hey guys, it's Jenna. Welcome back to Jenna's Journeys Through Books. Today I'm here with a guest.
What's up guys, it's Kirsten Val. Y'all need to get ready for this live podcast.
So today's book is The Martian by Andy Weir, and the book was published by Crown Publishing. So for a little summary of the book, this book is about an astronaut named Mark Watney. Him and his crew were on the Ares 3 mission to Mars, where they were caught in the midst of a sandstorm. He gets caught in a satellite, and his crew believes he is dead, so they abort the mission and start heading back to Earth. Mark then finds himself alone on Mars and begins to ration his food and finds he's able to recycle his air and water, which gives him hope. NASA eventually finds out he is alive, and they begin to communicate. He has to survive for 4 years until he can be rescued, so he starts to plan and plant his potato farm. After he gets his potato farm going, there's an unfortunate breach that kills the farm. NASA soon realizes he won't survive for 4 years on Mars, so they have his crewmates turn around to go get him from Mars as a rescue mission. For this rescue mission, he has to travel to a new site, thousands of miles away from where he currently is. And he has to reconfigure a rocket so he can catch enough speed to reach his crew for rescue. And after many complications, he reaches his crew and they travel and return safely to Earth.
So after that awesome summary, let's talk about the author. Do you believe the author is qualified to write on this subject? How so? Does this belief help you agree or disagree with the arguments or conclusions made in the book?
So the author, Andy Weir, actually made his debut with the book The Martian. Before he was an author, he was a software engineer with major hobbies in the sciences, specifically relativistic physics, orbital mechanics, history of space, of manned space flight, and botanics. His path with science made him more than qualified to write this book. Even though it was his first published works, his scientific accuracy helped me further agree with the plot and the conclusions and resolutions that were made in the book.
Sounds like a pretty intelligent guy. Let's talk about his purpose. Do you think he achieved it? Why and why not?
So I think the author's purpose in this book was derived from his interest in the histories of manned spaceflight. His overall purpose in writing this novel was to give insight into all the problems that could occur if a manned Mars mission were to become a reality. He found these possible scenarios quite interesting and decided to write a book about it. And I think he did achieve his goal because he wanted to give insight while also making it entertaining. And since it did win, or it was a New York's bestseller, I think he definitely achieved that goal.
Okay, what about his writing style? Is the writing effective in relaying a message? Powerful? Is the book difficult? Or did the writing style enhance your reading experience or distract you?
I think whenever he was writing this book, I don't think he was focused on writing in a specific style. The one he developed was a more scientific style, but he was able to lighten it up with the entertainment, or with entertainment through the main character, Mark Watney's thoughts. So I think like that helped with making it less difficult to read, because it was like science heavy, but with his interesting thoughts, like throughout his struggles, it was like, it kind of became more like light, I guess. And I think that he was able to relay like an overall message through his writing. I think the message he was trying to convey was the theme of like isolation and perseverance. And I do think it was like a very powerful message, and he conveyed it very well.
Sounds good. Are there any other strengths or weaknesses you believe the book has? And how do these contribute to the overall experience of the book? Be honest.
For strengths, I think it was very entertaining. it really like kept you on the edge of your seat. There was always, it kept you wanting to read more because there was always like something happening to the main character, like a life or death scenario. Like he was always trying to figure out how to survive. So that kept, I think that was its like biggest strength. It was very entertaining, very interesting. Like you always were wanting to read more. And I think its major weakness was that, yeah, it is a fiction novel. It's kind of, I mean, it is like on Mars. So it's kind of unrealistic, I guess, but which makes sense because it is a fiction novel, but yeah.
Okay, let's talk about your overall experience and response to the book. Did you love it, hate it, found it interesting, dull? Was it an emotional read, moving, powerful? Again, be honest.
I actually really liked the book. I actually really like sci-fi books, and so it was very entertaining for me to read. And I wouldn't say it was an emotional read. It was insightful, like seeing what he had to go through to survive, and like, I don't know, kind of makes you think about what other people go through to survive on like a day-to-day basis. But it was overall like a really just like interesting, entertaining read.
So what about, did the book change or enlighten you on the situation or disorder written about? Did you learn something new? Or does the book add any knowledge to you that you already had?
Yeah, the situation he faced was mainly just how to survive in an existential crisis. Like, do you give up and die, or do you persevere and attempt to defy the odds and survive? Which people go through on a day-to-day basis. So yeah, I feel like I learned a lot about like just the means of survival. But I think the overall theme that was like portrayed throughout the book was the theme of loneliness and isolation and how it can cause a detriment to one's mental health. The main character did have a secure attachment, and knowing it wasn't anyone's fault and that he was left there and that no one would have left him there if they knew that he was still alive and that he was still loved. But seeing the true effects of like loneliness and isolation could, and how it could lead to bigger issues like depression, or even, I mean, people like can go kind of crazy from being alone, like not having anyone to talk to. And the fact that he was able to persevere through that is really inspiring.
So did you connect this book to any specific case study? And if so, what new insights did you gain?
Okay, so I actually did. I watched a movie recently about Louis Zamperini. He was a war hero in World War II, and he survived 47 days in the ocean on just a raft. And I thought it kind of related to the situation and that it was an existential crisis, like life or death. You had to defy the odds and things like that. And the Louis Zamperini's situation, he wasn't alone. He was with someone on the raft, but he suffered the same effects, like having to fight for survival and really like push the limits for just simple things like food and water, and being completely away from the world in complete and utter isolation can cause many mental health issues. And later in his life, it caused a post-traumatic stress disorder. So I think reading this book and like knowing about that, seeing like the two situations together, there's like obvious links, and it gave me a better understanding of both the book and the Louis Zamperini situation. So yeah.
Okay, lastly, to finish out your podcast, would you recommend this book to all of your listeners?
Yes, I would. This book was a very, very interesting read. It's very unique in the and the way it's written, like, obviously it's on Mars, which I'm sure has been done before, but Andy Weir has a really unique perspective on the Mars mission and, like, what the consequences, or not the consequences, like, the problems that could occur. And overall, I think it's a very interesting read that everyone should read if they have the time. All right, guys, thanks for listening.
Come back for more Journeys with Jenna and books, and tag her on Instagram if you read them, if you read The Martian.